Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I could set up the following segment one or two ways. I could do it the professional content first way. I could also do it the use my radio show as a hybrid form of therapy way. I think I'm going to do the latter. Let me pick my brain, or the brain of the EP of the show, Carlos Ortiz, ladies and gentlemen. Carlos Ortiz.
Hi.
Hi. All right. So I had a buddy text me today something that Peter Schrager had said on ESPN. And I do not believe that it has anything to do with me. I am not that vain. Okay? But Peter Schrager on ESPN today said, I'm going to say three quarterbacks with the possibility of four go in the first round of the draft.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I don't think that my take has been stolen. I've been saying for 2 months that four quarterbacks are going in the first round. I'm trying to bet on it. But the only line that I can find is over or under 2.5 quarterbacks. I want to bet that four quarterbacks go in the first round of this draft. A friend of the show, Eric Edholm, just did a draft on NFL.com where he's got four quarterbacks in the first round. And I'm very excited to see that. I want this take to spread. Cam Ward at number one in his draft. Shedeur Sanders at 9. Jackson Dart to the Steelers at 21. And then the Giants trade back into the first round to take Jalen Milroe at 24.
I'd be all in on that, man.
With the Vikings.
I'd be so in.
So I do think that it is very, you know, not very possible. I think that it is 100% possible that the same rationale that I have in thinking there's going to be four quarterbacks taken in the first round of this draft is the same that any of these other guys would come up with. That's what I think. I'm not saying this is my take and mine alone. So why do I frame it this way? Because we're going to start something on this program that I do think is happening. Okay? I do think that this program, this show, the Bart Winkler Show, is listen to a lot of people that aren't aware of what they are listening to. Shall I go on or stop?
Go on, but I want a side note for everybody who doesn't care. Cubs just beat the Dodgers.
I think that there's a lot of people that listen to the show without knowing what they're listening to, and they hear us say things, and they're like, oh, yeah. But some of the things I think stick. We're on a lot of stations.
We are. It's a shame that no one knows who we are.
We are on a lot of stations. We come on after a lot of ball games. Okay? You might have tuned into the radio for one thing. You stick around long enough. Here we are. Okay? Carlos Winkler and Bart Ortiz. Right?
No, that's actually mixed up.
Oh. Bart Winkler and Carlos Ortiz.
Yes, you got it right.
Bart, Carlos, and Winkler Ortiz?
What is this, Dragon Ball Z? Did we just fuse together?
I tried in Chicago.
Ugh.
But what I think happens is that we'll say stuff that then other people, you know, hear and then talk about, and then all of a sudden things spread and then they get to certain places. Basically, inspired by a friend who texted me this, because what he was trying to say was, hey, someone took your take. And what I'm saying is, no, I think this is a very takeable take. I think four quarterbacks in the first round is something that I feel like I got, and it may not happen, but it's something I feel like I got to before other people, but I think it's very easy to get to that spot. It's not like I'm saying there's going to be six quarterbacks in the first round.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
There are teams that need quarterbacks. We always see teams trade back into the first round. The math is there. The logic is there. Why I'm bringing this all up is that there is somebody that has had my take as their own take, and I have to do a better job of documenting this, but it's happened a lot. I'll have a take that's a little bit out there. Within 2 weeks, it's this other guy's take, and he's getting articles written about him, which you know is a big thing for me. He's getting aggregated all over the place. So we're going to start to keep track of this. And it's Bill Simmons. I don't know. I don't think Bill, I don't know. Maybe someone that, but something's happening that I feel like I need to bring to the attention of whoever can listen. Because I say things that are then said by specifically Bill Simmons, who I've long liked and actually still like. Okay? I'm not feuding. I'm not beefing. I'm saying that a lot of the takes Bill's been celebrated for over the last 2 years have been takes that have happened on this show. I'm going to do a better job to try to retroactively go back to give you any example.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and if in 2 weeks Bill Simmons is always all of a sudden like, by the way, what's going on? It seems like all my takes are picked up by Bill Simmons. Well, then that's clearly that's clearly one.
Or he forgot to cross out his name and say Bart Winkler.
Yeah, I think something's happening, and so I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to start keeping track right now.
Yeah, okay? I'm with you. We got to start, like, you know, post-dating our takes. If I see in 2 weeks there's a Schrager bomb, because that's what they're calling it now, which is dumb. But if I see a Schrager bomb in like 2 weeks that the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs, I'm going to be super pissed.
Yeah. Oh, one of them was when I said that when I was talking about Adam Schefter crying when Woj retired. And I said, you don't need to be this nerdy. You don't need to be this stupid.
Agreed.
Now, again, a lot of people can have the same takes that I have. I understand. A lot of times what I'll do is if I think of something funny online or something that I think is funny, I'll look and see if anyone's already said it. And a lot of times a lot of people already have. So I understand there's 6 million, billion, 7, 8 billion people on Earth. You know, people are going to think the same thing. But I do want to just bring that to everyone's attention, and so I can get more people thinking of it with me, and I'll try to retroactively go find some. And so again, there's a content way I could have gone about this, and there's the using this as my therapy way, and I chose the latter. So that's just something we're all going to have to live with now. But I move on. So four quarterbacks in the first round. Again, is this possible? Now, the way that I think it would be possible is the way that Eric Edholm, NFL.com, laid it out with a little bit of a twist, with a little bit different. Again, he's got Cam Ward going to the Titans. That's happening. Cam Ward is going to the Titans. I still feel like the Giants, I'm not giving up that. I'm not giving up on Shedeur Sanders to the Giants. I feel like it's probably not happening, but I'm not giving up on it. Will the Saints pass on Shedeur? There's some reports that they like Jackson Dart better. Okay, maybe they trade back. The Steelers, they're picking at number 21. By number 21, you're not telling me that Cam Ward is gone, and then the next quarterback taken is Jackson Dart to the Steelers. Dart's getting drafted no later than this pick. Cam Ward's getting drafted first. Shadur's getting drafted somewhere in the middle. So that's three. So then, as this mock draft suggests, is that somebody is going to trade back into the first round. In this mock draft, it's that it would be the Giants with the Vikings. Now, the Vikings are very interesting. For teams that are trying to trade up into the first round, you're looking at like 30, 31, 32. You don't want to trade too far in. I mean, you're looking at like the Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Commanders have these picks. The Vikings have picked 24, which might have to give up a little more capital in this particular scenario. Edholm says 34, 99, and 105. So they're swapping their first pick in the second round for this pick, which is a win, but they're also giving up picks 99 and 105 to do it. That's a compensatory pick that they have, and then it's their first pick in round four. So they'd be giving up, you know, quite a few picks. They'd still have the first pick around three. They just then wouldn't pick again until round five, I think. So it'd be expensive to do it, but you're moving up and getting a quarterback that a lot of people seem to be enamored with. And as we get closer to the draft, you find out that people are more enamored with guys that I don't know what happens. It's like all of a sudden before the draft, we think, oh yeah, this guy is really good. I don't know why I didn't think that on March 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 30th, April 2nd, April 9th, but I think it today, 2 days before the draft. So I still feel like the four quarterbacks in the first round is something that could happen. I also think a lot of these other quarterbacks that we are talking about could be going early on in the second, whether that's the Browns, whether it's the Giants that don't move up, whether it's, you know, maybe even the Raiders, if there's a guy there and nobody's taken like a Dart or whatever, if my scenario doesn't come through, either round one's going to be pretty heavy or round two is going to be very heavy. And typically when the scenario plays out, you see a lot of quarterbacks get taken rather in round one. So where could the quarterbacks go in this draft? Where in the first three rounds are these guys, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shuck, where are these guys, Shadur Sanders, Cam Ward, going to go? We know the Titans, they're taking Cam Ward at number one. The Browns have pick number two, pick number 33, and pick number 67. Now, you just heard last segment there, very complimentary of Jalen Milroe. That could be a guy they take at 33, or they're just trying to tell teams, hey, we'd be interested in him. You can try to trade up. But I would have a hard time thinking that with the three picks in the top 67 picks, that the Browns don't come away with a quarterback. You can still get a quarterback that you like enough to try to do something with while walking away with Travis Hunter. You can still do that. And I think the Browns, even if they trade out from 33 or whatever, I would think a quarterback gets to them before the end of day number two. The Giants are at 3, 34, 65. They have spent a lot of time on Shadur Sanders. You either spend a lot of time on Shadur Sanders if you're trying to convince yourself out of it or if you are convinced about it. Like, if you think you're ready to make this decision, well, let's work him out one more time. We got to find a flaw. Or, no, we really like him. Let's just reconfirm and reaffirm our position. So I'm still on the Shadur to the Giants train at 3. We'll see how that one goes. But at some point in the top 65, they're in the same sort of spot that the Browns are in. They're likely taking a quarterback. Raiders are interesting. They've hosted a few guys, Quinn Ewers, Will Howard, Jackson Dart. They pick at number 6. I don't think they take a quarterback there at all. I think they're thinking of Ashton Jeanty, the running back, but now could Jacksonville, could somebody be trading up? Victor Furs reporting that executives and agents around the league believe the Raiders are targeting a quarterback as high as round 2, as early as round 2. There's also the fact that Will Howard, Ohio State. You know who was at Ohio State last year? Chip Kelly. You know where he is now? Raiders offensive coordinator. Yes, Geno Smith is starting, and Geno Smith will be the starter. But that doesn't mean you don't bring a guy in to back up your mid-30 free agent or trade acquisition. That doesn't mean you don't do that. The Jets, small commitment to Justin Fields. They pick at 7. We can probably write off quarterback there. They pick at 42 and 73. There's enough conversation that Tyler Shuck could possibly go to 42 out of Louisville with the Jets. There's a lot more teams in at quarterback than I think it seems like. It's just that a lot of these teams are probably going to be content to draft them in the second round or make sure they get him by trading up into the first round, which is why I think that 4 quarterbacks go. The Saints, number 9. If Shadur's there, do they take him? We talked last night that they seem to like Jackson Dart, but don't know if they want to take him at 9. They're picking at 40. Jackson Dart will not be there at 40. They're also picking at 71. The Seahawks, could they be in play? 18, probably not. What about 50? What about 52? They hosted Shuck. They hosted Milrow. You know, you wait a little longer. Kyle McCord was at Syracuse. Maybe they like him. And then the Steelers at number 21 could be an option there, too, that we've been talking about. And that's where you could see trades if Shadur doesn't get taken. If nobody in the top, 15 takes him, then you maybe call Tampa at number 19, maybe call Denver at number 20 and try to jump the Steelers. So that's where I think the draft is going to be the most interesting is where are the quarterbacks going to go, and based on where they fall or where they do land, how is that going to make the trade market maneuver itself? Because the trade, you're trying to trade up because you want a guy, but also you're trying to get ahead of other teams that you think want a guy. And I think for the Steelers, them trading their second-round pick, while I'm not saying that was bad, they get DK Metcalf out of it, but it does make them more desperate and more likely to potentially take a quarterback in the first round, and teams know that. You're kind of showing them one of your cards. You took one card up. It's a face card. Okay, there's something there. We kind of know how they're going to play this thing. Rams at 26. Maybe they get in the mix. Matt Stafford's 37. 49ers have 3 picks in the top 75. Could they just be like, yeah, Purdy's here. He showed up. But we're just going to like not pay him and try to do it again with a young quarterback. I don't know that that's completely off the table. The Dolphins, they pick at 13 and 48. Maybe they're not sold on Tua. The Colts, they pick at 14 and 45. I mean, maybe they've completely given up on Anthony Richardson, and they know that Daniel Jones is going to suck. So there's a lot that could happen. There's a lot of things that are likely to happen, but there's a lot of things that could happen, and that's going to be one of the interesting storylines going forward in this draft, which is in Green Bay. Don't know how they're going to pull this off. The Lions are doing the one thing I tried to tell them not to do. I will tell you about that, and then Bill Simmons will tell you about it 2 weeks later. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz. 2 nights away from the 2025 NFL Draft. We'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm very excited to see what this is going to look like on Thursday. We'll be there on Thursday, trying to get up early, too, to see all the sights and sounds and watch this thing come together and also beat traffic. Green Bay is like not that big of a city. How many people do you think live in Green Bay? Let me ask you that. How many people do you think live in Green Bay?
Oh, I'm never good at these things because I can't accurately predict population here. I'm going to say 65,000 people.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, 100 people, 100,000 people.
Okay. Well, no, that's not my worst attempt.
No. If you consider the metro, which I think would have to include, what is the Green Bay metro? Covers all of the other counties around it. Then we're at like 320,000 people. There's not a lot of people there. And Green Bay is not an easy city to get to if you like don't come there for the Packers. The closest major city to it is Milwaukee at 2 hours away via a drive. Minneapolis is like 4 hours away. Chicago would be about 4 hours away. But yeah, that's kind of it. So Detroit, this is where the draft was last year. Detroit, big metro, not too far from Cleveland, you know, Chicago, even Toronto, Buffalo. You know, there's Pittsburgh, I guess. Detroit to Pittsburgh is the same as Green Bay to Minneapolis. So Detroit, a bigger city with a lot more people able to get there, with better like regional airport hubs, you know, to come in. They had 750,000 people at the draft last year over the 3 days. Now, some of those people went all 3 days, right? But that's how we counted. They had 775,000 people. And they're very excited. That was a great look for Detroit. For whatever reason, we just always assume Detroit, like, sucks. Detroit sucks. Oakland sucks. What are these cities that, you know, most people have never been to and were like, oh, I would never go there. And they're revitalizing their downtown, and they held this event, and it was incredible. So I've been saying those numbers, if you're going to judge on those numbers, you're not getting that in Green Bay. Just by the geography alone, you're not getting that in Green Bay. A lot of people are going to like to see it on TV, and it's going to look cool, but you're not getting those numbers in Green Bay. You can't. There's nowhere to put them. So you're not going to get them. So I think what's going to happen is people are going to watch it on TV and it's going to look pretty cool. But then Detroit fans are going to say, well, yeah, but we did it better. Lions president Ron Wood at the Detroit Economic Club said, there's no way Green Bay will come close in attendance. They'll finish second. Or as I said off stage, they'll finish third like they did in the division last year.
We're not Detroit!
I love divisions. I don't think that we do enough in the NBA to celebrate the divisions. I think it's an important part of baseball, and it's an important part of football. So I'm all for the division banter. But I think this one is pretty lame. I'm trying to get the NFL to consider bringing back the draft because I don't think they'll ever top it, Wood said. I've mentioned to Goodell, how could you ever do better than this? Maybe we get it a few years from now. A lot of cities are bidding on it. It'll be competitive. It's going to be tough for the league not to come back here. The NFL draft moving around is a thing that I don't think the NFL ever thought would happen. I mean, it's been in different places before. It was in New York for 57 straight years. In 56, it was held at a hotel in L.A. In 1940, it was held in a hotel in Milwaukee. They held it at the hotels, at different hotels in D.C. and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in like the 40s. This is when just the guys were getting together and holding the draft. It wasn't when the draft became the draft. I mean, even in New York, it was at like the Belmont Plaza Hotel in a conference room, the Roosevelt Hotel, the Waldorf in 79. It wasn't until it started to get a little bigger with the coverage on ESPN that it went from hotels to Madison Square Garden to Radio City Music Hall, and it became a place there. Since then, the draft has bounced around and gone to other different cities. It was in Chicago a couple of times, in Grant Park. It was in Cleveland. It was in Dallas. It was in Detroit. It was in Kansas City. It was in Las Vegas. It was in Nashville. It was in Philadelphia again. And now it's going to be in Green Bay. To be able to take the draft on the road as a traveling show is just a huge, like, that's how big you are as the NFL. You don't plan that. You don't plan that. I don't even know of an apt comparison. They try to have fun with these other drafts too, but I don't think 250,000 people are showing up anywhere to watch the NBA draft.
No shot.
I mean, this is completely different. And Detroit did a great job. And maybe no city ever tops the number that Detroit was able to have spill into their downtown. But that doesn't mean you need to junk on the other drafts. So I knew there was going to be some shots. I know there's going to be a lot of shots. I know Lions fans are going to be real stupid about it. Just don't. Please. Just don't. Robert's in Annapolis, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Voices. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really going to go out on a limb here tonight. The NFL draft is a gamble. In 2018, the Ravens traded back into the first round to take Lamar Jackson at the last pick in that first round. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been a first-round pick. Have they won a Super Bowl with him yet? No. Was it a brilliant move? Yes. I say the team, you want to get that fourth quarterback in the first round? I say the team that should make the gamble is the San Francisco 49ers. Mm. They're not going to go anywhere further with Brock Purdy. He's not a $50 million quarterback. He's not a $40 million quarterback. He's not even a $30 million quarterback. He's a decent quarterback, but he's nothing special. So if the 49ers evaluate, now Cam Ward won't be available, I'm sure, but if they, I think they have pick 11. They could even possibly trade down, get some more draft capital, and still get one of the other guys that they evaluate, whoever that may be. I'm not an evaluator. But I'm thinking that is a move, a gamble, that a team should make. I also actually think the Tennessee Titans should trade out of that first pick. Cam Ward is not going to make them a contender this year. So but there are teams that would give them a lot of draft capital or players or whatever to take that first pick. So this is what teams have to do. They can't lock in on one player and just think that's the solution. So that's how I think. That's my out of left field suggestion for the evening. Other than, remember, you're going to be busy Thursday night. I know the Bardo meter doesn't officially move till September, but you may want to put it on tomorrow night so we can all hear it, right?
I think we're going to let the Bardo meter just relax for a week. Okay.
Okay.
We got a lot going on here. We're trying to go live for the first time ever off site. Okay. We got a lot of. I can only juggle one ball at a time.
Okay. It's your show, although he's the big, the Bardo meter's the biggest attraction. All right, my friend, thanks for taking my call.
I could do it, Robert, thanks for the call. We did the mock draft 2 weeks ago. I could update the Bardo meter mock draft, picking the top eight spots, because I think some things might have changed in that. The Bardo meter top eight mock draft was Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, Patriots take Abdul Carter, Mason Graham to the Jaguars, Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders, Armand Membo to the Jets, Will Campbell to the Panthers. Actually, I kind of like that still. Maybe we'll keep it. I'll get RJ. He's in Pennsylvania. RJ, 888-710-4ISN. What's happening?
Bart, man, what's up, kid? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I remember I talked to you about a month ago, right before St. Patty's Day. I was driving down to Charleston to play golf.
Yeah, how'd that go?
In the middle, I went raw dog. No practice. Started out with 3 straight pars, buddy.
Hey,
and then the wheels came off.
Always do.
But I was listening tonight, and I was trying to cheer you up, you know, with your teams not performing and trying to get back to the same level every year. And I was thinking about the teams that I root for, like the Steelers and the Lakers and the Yankees. I think you just got to root for better teams.
Well, I think that's the key. I'm stuck with it now. I've been four decades here. I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. I've liked the Lakers since Wilt, and I liked the Steelers since Franco and Joe Green, and we just got lucky. We won, but you're right about them now. I mean, it's difficult to root for them every year because we're going to be just a game or two over 500. We're going to lose in the first round of playoffs, and it's just no fun. But the Notre Dame team, I'm a huge Irish fan, and we haven't won a championship in a long time, but for some reason, this season was outstanding. Maybe it was that, you know, the second game lost to whoever the hell Northern Illinois Plumbers Institute or whoever they lost to. But every game after that was like a playoff game. And that was an exciting season to watch the Irish go as far as they do. So, I don't know, maybe you just got to root for better teams. But everybody I hang around with here in Erie, Pennsylvania seems to be Browns fans. And they're excited that they got Joe Flacco. and I think that's their ticket to heaven, is that they've suffered enough. They get right to the front of the line because they've been Browns fans. But after trying to cheer you up, I was trying to think who's the mole that's giving away your take. And I think it might be Carlos.
Yeah, there's really only one option, isn't there? Carlos Ortiz.
Haters.
But lastly, I went to the last couple of drafts. I was in Cleveland, and I was in Detroit. I remember when I said that to a guy I was working with, and he said, I said Detroit, and he said Detroit, Paris of the Midwest.
That's true.
I said, I've heard Detroit called a lot of things, but I've never heard it called Paris of the Midwest.
Well, did you agree with them or not?
Yeah, the first Raiders, yeah, outstanding. Detroit's done a great job, the way they've combined everything downtown. I mean, all those arenas are within walking distance. They got a casino down there, and it's on the water.
That's the way you got to do it. That's the way. Nobody that's the way. RJ, I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go, bud.
Keep up the good work, my man. Have fun. Have fun in Green Bay.
Yeah, I will. That's RJ, Pennsylvania. Appreciate the call. Paris of the Midwest. Yeah, I can see it. I can totally see it. Just don't be too mean, because Green Bay's not as big of a city, and we only have 3 roads to get in there. Oh, my God. The traffic's going to be terrible. Was that him?
No.
Was that a drop of him? Was that you?
That was definitely a drop. No, it's not me. You think I laugh like that?
Who was that a drop of?
Jody Mack.
Oh, Jody Mack. I don't think we've had. Oh, yeah, that is Jody Mack.
Yeah, I've added more laughs here because you've always wanted more of a laugh track.
I need one. I need one. All right, just let's go. Let's just go to Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Let's give out the award that people go crazy about all over the sports landscape that they absolutely need. When they take the court, the field, the ice, the gridiron, they think, how do I win the Defensive Player of the Week award from the Bart Winkler Show? And that's what it's time for, the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. NavyFederal.org. Well, the thunder rolled tonight, and we are going to give the award to Chet Holmgren in the 118-99 victory over the Grizzlies. 5 blocks, 11 boards, 9 of those on the defensive end. Did I just burp? You know what's crazy about that? Well, let me finish giving this award to Chet Holmgren. Five blocks. He had two in the first game. Only played 21 minutes because the Thunder rolled 131-80. So you thought the Grizzlies, they won't get beat that bad again. They said they did not. They only got beat by, 19 points tonight instead of 51. But he gets our Defensive Player of the Week thanks to our friends at the Navy Federal Credit Union, where their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. I just burped, didn't I, while talking.
Ew!
That is probably my first burp in a good 7 or 8 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't burp. And I think it's the cause of a lot of my physical well-being. I get bloaty a lot, bloated, and I just need like a good burp.
Oh my God.
I can't burp. Is that a problem for anybody else? I can't burp. The other thing I can't do, since I'm on the subject, is I can't snap my fingers. I don't know how to do that. And then I like put them together to snap, and it like feels so gross to me. I don't know. I never learned. I don't know how to snap my fingers. So I know a lot of you just started snapping. That's usually what happens. I can't snap. People go snap, snap, snap. I can't do it. And I thought I couldn't burp anymore. And thank I almost, there's like a thing you can inject into your neck to help make you burp. I was going to start doing that. But wow, maybe this is the dawn of a new era. Wow. I might save that audio just for the record. Maybe bring it to
Oh, don't worry about saving it.
Next time I have my physical. Do you have it now? On the defensive end. Did I just burp? This is the tiny little guy. On the defensive end. Did I just burp? Do you, can you burp on command?
Unfortunately, probably. I have the opposite problem of you. I can't stop expelling gas. Doesn't matter which end. Mainly north. But every so often, south will take over.
Oh, no. I'm strictly south. That's that. I mean, we are... All the troops are at that border.
Yeah, no. I got my defenses are spread out. Like, I really, really don't like that I get so gassy. But it's, you know, because of poor diet and the fact that I don't work out anymore. I went from working out like a madman, being, you know, peak physical condition in service of my country, to absolutely not giving one damn whatsoever, where it is close to midnight on the East Coast and I will house 3 cinnamon buns right now.
You know, your body's your greatest tool.
So I've told.
I am going to relate this to sports somehow.
No, you're not.
Like when you watch these games, I might just sell out to the tool. You watch these games and it's like, how do you get that kind of body? How are these bodies the same as my body?
Yeah.
And then even like Luka, who got traded because he's a fat pig, according to Nico Harrison, probably, he's still so super athletic with his body.
Yeah, a slob who's still a top 3 player in the NBA. Like, you're upset he wasn't top 1.
Yeah, stupid. Lakers do have a 73-53 lead over the Timberwolves right now. So Timberwolves got them in game one. I think Lakers winning this game seemed pretty obvious. Now there's still plenty of time left, but that seemed obvious. I think tonight it was probably obvious that the home teams would get the wins. The Lakers up 19 with 3 to go in the third. The Thunder are just superior, especially over the Grizzlies. And then the Bucks are just a disaster. The Bucks are like one of those discarded toys in Toy Story where it's like Andy put them together from 4 different toys. And it's like, hey, here's the Bucks roster. And you're like, oh my God, that's disgusting. How do you take that in public? 4 hockey games in action tonight. Hurricanes up 2-0. Maple Leafs up 2-0. Florida up 1-0. And then the Minnesota Wild at 10:53 Central Time, and they are Central, are up 3-0 over the Golden Knights at the end of the first period. So if you're a Minnesota Wild fan, you're going to be watching hockey until about 1:15 this morning. Caller Fold next hour. Got some more to talk about with the NBA playoffs coming up. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.